Hello, everyone. Welcome to Cryptotayo Weekly Podcast. Everything stability.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for the Jonathan. Welcome everyone. So today we're going to be talking about the unexpected benefits of COVID-19. Is that right, Jonathan?
Yes.
So, Jonathan, have you had the vaccine?
No, yes.
Yeah, neither have I. Just to tell the audience, if you got anything you want to say, any questions you want to ask, feel free to put it in the comments. So, Jonathan, what are we going to be talking about today?
So, today we're going to be talking about the unexpected benefits of COVID.
So, Jonathan, what are the unexpected benefits of COVID-19? Because I know that it's while Australia has been controlling it, it's still spreading around the other parts of the world. And now that the vaccine rollout's gone through, I guess that's helped us in some way.
So, I guess I want to comment this from a different angle.
For me,
COVID has proven what's possible. For instance, with all the Zoom calling and working from home, it's proven how society can be a bit more accessible for people with disabilities. Would you not agree?
Yes, yeah, no, I totally agree. It puts people it makes people vulnerable, I guess. It exposes them to such a deadly disease. We've still got to be cautious. Although there's a vaccine rolling out, we still need to be cautious and monitor our health, I guess. But with the vaccine, I heard that there's been some side effects. People have been getting some side effects.
Yeah.
You just got to be careful with that, I guess. What do you think about that, Jonathan?
Tell me. That's the basic common side effect. Make you a bit more hesitant to take the vaccine.
Yeah, that's true. But I guess if it's got a 90% effective rate, I guess, and it's approved by the World Health Organization, maybe it's something we should take. But I guess it's a matter of just looking after your health.
Please, any on watching if you have anything you want to add to the conversation, please write a comment.
Yes, Jonathan, just a question for you. Would you take the jab?
Yes, I would, but then a part of me which is hesitant because in the past I have had bad side effects from one vaccine. So yes, I would take it, but
she's just waiting for the Pfizer. I guess the Pfizer's been proven more effective than the AstraZeneca. I'm still waiting on the Pfizer as well. I haven't taken the vaccine yet, but I'm just waiting and seeing how it goes. And I guess it is pretty normal for, I guess, people to have reactions to such vaccines. Yeah, and no blood clots. Exactly. So like I said, just monitor your health. If anything does happen, visit your hospital. Make sure you get it checked out. But I guess in the long term, this vaccine will, I guess, help us from getting any diseases.
But going back to COVID more generally, do you think during COVID there are things society can learn from to be a bit more accessible and inclusive?
Exactly. If there's one thing that COVID has taught us, I guess it's we should look out for each other. We're all prone to disease, and we're all human beings. And also, it's just a matter of looking after yourselves, maintaining your health, washing your hands regularly, avoiding contact as much as you can. So yeah, we're working towards a more cleaner, safe environment.
I think for me, it's proven how we can use new technology to make society a bit more accessible for people who have trouble living in the house and accessing the community.
Technology is advancing for sure. And also with all these new diseases that are coming through, people in the labs are working hard to provide that vaccine that would prevent such diseases from entering our body. So We're getting there, we're getting there. But in terms of like people with disability, yeah, it's a matter of looking out for them, ensuring that they're well looked after, that their health is I guess well looked after, putting the needs of people with disability first. So I think we're far away from that. So I don't know. We just gotta work hard to ensure that everyone's included. That we are an inclusive society.
I think one positive I've observed is as a disabled community, we've become closer and we've become more likely to check in with one another, and I do hope that sense of community is maintained after the pandemic.
Yeah, that's right. All these contact tracing, and look, people are questioning their privacy and whatnot, but I guess the government just wants to make sure that the disease is not spread and that it's well maintained.
I wasn't referring to contact tracing. I was just saying, as people in the community, we're more likely to check in on each other. And I think that's been one of the positives of the pandemic.
And that's right, I'm way ahead of time. I thought like checking like through apps and whatnot. It's always good to check in with your mate, with your peers, and ensuring that everyone's safe. And I guess, yeah, make sure that everyone's okay. Yeah, look, it is also winter. So we're more likely to be exposed to, you know, flu and all that. So yeah, you just regularly check in with your peers, see how they're doing. Yeah, it's good stuff.
And anyway, how have you been doing?
Oh yeah, no, I've been well, thank you, Jonathan. Yeah, I'm busy with the work that I'm doing, ensuring that my health is good, my health is all right. If I do get sick, I do go visit my doctor straight away, my local GP, make sure that I'm on top of things. And how are you, Jonathan? How have you been doing?
Look, for me, I've been agitated throughout the pandemic. I've had charity work and uni work keeping me busy.
Nice. When, so I got a point here.
And then we bring it down.
Yep. So, you want me to read it out? So, from the comment, Leanne Williams just said that, yes, the sense of community has kind of been enhanced with the virus in terms of immediate connection with others. It would be great to keep that going beyond the pandemic. Yeah. It's good to get a sense of community. I think if we join together in a community, we will be able to promote inclusion and just treat everybody like a human being. It's that simple. Yeah, what are your thoughts on that, Jonathan? How important is a community to you?
Look, the only thing which I think wrong this past year was knowing that there are other people like me going through the same thing. And it's really that sense of community which through the good times and bad times has got me through.
Look, I agree with you, Jonathan, and so does Leanne. Leanne, I am agreeing with Jonathan. Good stuff. So, Jonathan, in terms of, like, the vaccine, are you going for the Pfizer or the other one? What's it called? AstraZeneca.
Look, for me, I want to go with Pfizer, but to be quite frank, I'm a bit unsure of both, just because they've only been around for such a short time.
You're saying that they should trial it out for a longer period of time to see if it's very effective?
Yeah.
And then roll it out to the people?
Yeah.
You think that it's been done, it's been a quick process?
I think I'm not too good too political. But it's been done just to make it seem like the government is doing something rather than go through the normal process of years of rigorous trials.
Yeah. But I guess there's a lot of conspiracy behind that and stuff. But I guess My thoughts are that the government rushed into it to, I guess, prevent it from spreading everywhere. And people love to travel. People love to travel.
I am not a conspiracy theorist. I just want to feel confident that anything going into my body is properly tested before I take it.
And it's trying to be effective. I mean, it's just a matter of whether your body reacts to it or not. But like I said, if it does react, act on it immediately. Seek help. Yeah, very important.
Is there anything else you want to say or anything else you want to bring up before we end the podcast?
Yes, yeah, so just a final tip for everyone. When you do take the vaccine, ensure that you stay at the hospital after like half an hour to an hour after you take it, just to make sure that you don't get an allergic reaction or any other reaction. And if you do feel unwell, you seek help immediately. We are a community. We should look out after each other. And like Jonathan said, and like what Jonathan aims to achieve, we need to promote inclusion for everyone. So making sure that everybody gets access to the right medical equipment and yeah, access to health, because that's very important. Yeah, thank you for that. What are your thoughts on that? Well, what final thoughts do you have, Jonathan?
My final thought is, I know it will be the instinct to forget how close the disability community has come during the pandemic. But please know that disease or no disease, the facts that we have a disability means that we need to stick together.
Yeah, true, and I agree.
All right.
What's that?
You've been watching Creep Chat, your weekly podcast, everything disability. If you like what we've done here, please share, like, comment, you subscribe, and yes, join us
Thank you, everyone.
Snake doing for more live chat and thank you, Leanne, for watching.
Yeah, thank you, Liam, for joining us. And yeah, tune in next week where we'll be on Quip Chat. Your podcast on everything disability. Bye bye.
Bye.